Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the company that you get onto if you think there's a possibility you might be entitled to a tax rebate.
No, even if you don't think there's a possibility.
Give it a go.
I know somebody a month ago who had, and it was me that convinced him to do it. So he's been working, he has been working nonstop for the last 12 years in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard our podcast, this is true as God, heard our podcast and asked me what this tax rebate thing was all about. He'd never heard of it. And I explained to him, as you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously wasn't listening to you. I explained to him how to do it and he says, there's not wasting me time, there's no point. And he did do it. Do you know how much he got?
Mm-hmm.
2,600.
2,600?
Not 26.
Two and a half grand.
$2,500. Because
lovely.
There was stuff that he didn't know.
That he was entitled to and all that.
That he was in uniforms and bins and stuff like that. Anyway, that's not for you to worry about. The whole point about irishtaxrebates.ie is that you don't have to worry about our uniforms tax deductible and our bins tax deductible. And
they'll do it all for you.
They will do literally everything for you at a fee, which is a nominal fee.
Yes, they only charge 10% plus VAT. So say, for example, if you get €1,000 back, they'll charge you €130, 10%, or €123, yeah. 10% plus 23% VAT. Other companies rip people off. They charge 30% and 40%, but not Irish Tax Rebates. And by the way, on average, the average person is due a rebate of €1,092, which is lovely. And a load of our listeners have succeeded in getting a tax back, like Carmel.
Hi Adrian, Jeremy. I got home yesterday and there was a lovely cheque sitting there for me for €780. So that's an update on my tax back. And thank you so much for shouting it out on your show, because I would never have known of claiming my tax back. And nice Christmas present for me. So thanks, guys. And I absolutely adore your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks very much indeed, Carmel. You can do the exact same. All you have to do is go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. Fill out their application form, and hopefully in the next week or two you could have money in your bank account. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Gary got in contact with us last weekend, and here's what he messaged us. And by the way, you can message us as well through our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. That's our Facebook, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. You can also send us a WhatsApp at any time to 0858252626. Gary, you should talk about this today because it's affecting my life and business. Just don't mention my shop, but I've seen you in here a few times, Jeremy, but didn't say hello. As you know, I run a small shop near the Liberties, and the amount of addict-related crime is through the roof. Addicts, I won't call them junkies because I have a cousin on gear, rob my place about 2 times a week. They've also robbed customers on the street holding syringes up to them. And you know what? It's all to feed their habit, because they've said this when I've caught them. No point calling the police. My point is, if they get free heroin, they wouldn't have to rob and make my life a misery. Last January, I had a knife held to me and had to empty the till. I can't keep up with this. Give them the heroin and they will leave us alone. And that's from a guy called Gary. Give them the heroin and they leave us alone.
Okay,
makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, no. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Before we even delve into this, I just want to make a point to those of you listening to the podcast. There was a bit of aggro going on our Facebook page earlier on. As you know, we put up the topics we discuss on the podcast on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bit of an aggro about whether or not we should have a certain call on, because a fella met, I'm not even going to name this guy at the moment because we don't know if he's coming on or not, but a fella was messaging under the post and was saying that he is an addict. And did he actually admit that he commits crimes as well?
He has done, yeah.
Okay, so he's in, because I only saw the messages third hand. So he said that he's a heroin addict and he commits crimes to feed his habit. So pretty much what Gary is talking mm-hmm. about there. And people were messaging us and WhatsApping us before we even started recording this podcast, saying, don't you dare give this man airtime. He's a criminal. He's committing crimes. Don't dare give him airtime. And we sat down before we recorded this podcast today and we debated whether or not we would have this fella. Actually, because most of you saw his post on Facebook. His name is Reg.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
R-U-G? His name is Reg. And we sat down and we said, will we have this caller on the show? Now, in fairness, we've been trying to ring him and he hasn't answered the phone. But it was a very, very short conversation because we both looked at each other and went, yes, we will.
Yeah, of course
we
will.
If he is willing to come on. And I don't get how some of you are upset before we've even done it. Like Karen's going on, you can't have him on. He's glorifying theft. This is what the topic is about. And we can't discuss this topic properly unless we actually talk to someone who is in that position. And Reg, from what I can tell, is a heroin addict. I don't know how many years. I mean, look, there's Anthony. Don't put the criminal on. Yes.
Okay, we are going to put him on. That's what we do on this podcast.
If he answers, we will put him on.
Anyway, sorry, just to go back to the point from Gary. He says, give them the heroin and they leave us alone. And I happen to agree with him. I think that makes logical sense. I think that makes perfect sense, because the reason people like Reg or any other drug addict around the city, the reason they're robbing is to feed their drug habit.
What's Reg robbing? In case we don't get to talk to him.
He's robbed from shops and exactly like Gary's talking about here. He is that soldier. He is that drug addict who's robbing
Gary,
from shops.
Gary could be a victim of Reg.
Yes, he could very well be. Yeah, he could very well be.
I agree with you. Giving them free heroin would cut down on crime.
Yep.
It definitely would, because and I don't know anything about addiction, heroin addiction, but I believe that when you're at the height of heroin addiction, you would literally do anything for your next fix. You would rob from your own granny.
Correct.
They do rob from grannies. They've no morals or ethics or anything like that. So, yes.
But if they could rock up and get their free heroin, then so what? What of it?
Well,
because if you're on a treatment program, you get a free drug. It just happens to be a heroin substitute called methadone. Yeah. What's the difference? Just give them the bloody heroin. Just let them at it.
So give them free heroin.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, I agree you will cut down on crime, but I have another way to cut down on crime. Lock them all up. Lock all the junkies up.
You know that nobody's getting locked up. We have a revolving door situation with our prisons. Nobody is getting enough time in prison. The question we're asking you is, should heroin addicts be given free heroin to cut down on crime in Dublin City anywhere that people are consuming heroin?
Okay, be brutally honest. Are you just saying that for reaction?
I do believe it.
Do you actually believe?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
100%.
If I'm a heroin addict, and
who pays for the methadone?
No. Who pays for me to give addicts heroin? Or for addicts heroin?
We're paying for it. Anyhow, we are paying for it anyhow with high insurance costs, with the trauma being caused to people like Gary from being robbed by drug addicts.
Like Reg,
yeah. We're paying for it anyhow. So just give them the bloody drug and they'll go away and leave us alone.
Jeez, very progressive of you, Adrian.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jen?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jen. Should we give drug addicts free heroin to cut down on the petty crime rates in Dublin?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And this is coming from someone that's nearly 4 years in recovery. Absolutely goddamn not. Decriminalise it 100%. Personal use, decriminalise it. Stop having little petty amounts up before the courts. But if you really think that you're just going to give addicts give them the drugs and just they'll be gone. That is so ignorant, and you have no idea.
Okay, sorry, nobody said they were going to be gone. All we're saying here, and this is what Carrie
said. You literally just said,
hang on.
You said, give them the heroin, give them the drugs, and they'll be on their way. And that's not how that works.
And they'll leave us alone, is what I said.
That's not going to happen because an addict is an addict is an addict.
Yeah.
So you give them the free heroin.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to go and sell it. First of all, heroin isn't even the biggest problem right now. It's crack cocaine. So they're going to go off and they're going to sell that heroin to the likes of teenagers, young adults, whoever the hell they want. They'll be making a profit off it. It's already happening with methadone. The amount of people who sell their methadone in order to score drugs is unbelievable. And they'll go off and they'll buy other drugs. And from coming from someone who was an addict, if you had given me free heroin, that would have meant more money in my pocket for me to go and buy other drugs.
So it would have made your situation 100 times worse.
20 times worse. So, and that's what always happened with the methadone
Let me just go back to Gary, who is a shopkeeper from the Liberties area of Dublin. We actually know who he is. We actually know the shop that he's that he runs. And he has a pain in his face being robbed left, right and centre.
I get it. I do. Okay, and I understand it.
And why are drug addicts robbing his shop?
Well, why do you think?
Yeah, they're robbing his shop in order to get money to feed his habit.
So you think free drugs is the answer?
I think it stops them robbing his shop, yeah.
It's not the answer. First of all, overdoses are going to go through the roof. Look at Canada, right? Canada, in British Columbia, they legalized all drugs. Not just decriminalized it, they legalized it and made it free. Look at what happened there. Overdoses went up 20% in the first month. They're now up 200%. You can buy heroin in any shop over there. If you have a government-issued ID card, you can get it for free. What's happening there is they're giving the drugs to the addicts for free.
Okay.
They're going on, they're selling it to other people. They're going and they're buying the stronger street shit. Okay. Because they don't want the what we would consider safe heroin.
Okay, but then answer me a question then. What do we do or how do we stop Gary and lots of other shopkeepers in the city being affected by drug addicts robbing them blind?
We don't give them free drugs. We don't give them free drugs. I don't know what the answer is, but it's not free drugs.
Jen, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but just looking back over Gary's message, and if you think about it, so look what happened to him. He says, what was it, 2 years ago? Sorry, last January. He said he got a knife held up to him by a drug addict. Who asked him to empty the till, and this was specifically to get money to buy heroin. Now, had that heroin been given to him, I can't help but think that Gary wouldn't have had a knife held up to him by that addict.
But it will happen. But like, an addict is an addict. Like, they don't care what drugs they're on. Honestly, Jeremy, and it's happening all the time.
Sorry, it's happening
all the time with the methadone.
Okay,
Jen,
you're talking about overdoses going through the roof and all that, but you know,
and I know
that a lot of people don't really give a rat's arse if a drug addict overdoses. I actually do. Okay, but let me
because
just go
I
back
can't
to the
tell
point.
You how many friends I've lost to it, okay, and how many mothers are
point.
Burying their kids.
Let me go back to the
too.
Point about Gary. He would not be robbed if that drug addict had access to drugs.
He absolutely would. But I'm telling you, when an addict has money in their pocket, do you think they're going to go around and spend it on food instead of robbing? Or do you think they're going to use the money that they're saving from free drugs? Do you think they're going to use that for legitimate purposes? Or do you think they're going to go out and spend it on more street drugs?
Okay, stay there for a second, Jen. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Sorry, yes.
Before we go to the next call, do you believe that if free methadone had been given out, Gary...
Not free methadone, free heroin.
...that Gary would not have had a syringe held to him?
There's less likelihood. Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lola.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lola. You think this is a good idea?
I think it's an absolutely fabulous idea, but done within reason. I think that any addict, this is where my battering ground comes in, is hands going into addiction. I think it absolutely should be given out free to them, but it should be given out free into a supervised center while they ingest or whatever they do. They go there, they take it, it's supervised, needles are disposed of, and that's what they get. They don't get to work outside that center, and that's just it. Taxpayers, it can be taxed, it needs to be, or whatever, but also takes the drug dealers off the roads as well. If you have a license to go and get a drug like that, and yours, and they also in these addiction centres, they should provide information for rehab centres. If someone's addicted and they don't want to go to rehab, they're not going to go. So I would rather see if they can give it for free, take the drug dealers off the road, and they're witness taking what they need for that daily amount in the supervised session, keep the needles out, keep the drug dealers out, job done.
Okay, there you go, Jen, job
done. That's ridiculous. No, you're never going to take the drug dealers off the street. And we saw that with the head shops. Do you remember that when they were around back in the 2010s?
They're gone.
They're all, why do you think they're gone? They were shut down. Yeah, but who really shut them down?
The
guards? Who really shut them down? No, it was the fucking drug dealers. It was the drug dealers. They run so deep. They are so powerful.
You have no idea.
You don't know what you're talking about because
they're evil.
You don't.
And do you know what? And then it takes them out of the equation because they don't have a leg to stand on.
Are you saying that because you do know like that a heroin user needs to use every 3 to 4 hours?
Yeah, exactly. So these centres will be open all night long.
24 hours
yeah,
a day.
Absolutely. Why not?
That's absolutely insane. And what about crack? If they want to kill themselves, that's fine.
If they want to have it all in a drug den,
let me ask you, Lola, do you believe that this would cut down on crime? It would stop people like Gary having his shop robbed?
Yeah, because they just basically go to their centre.
So people don't commit crimes. People don't commit crimes when they're high on drugs.
Well, they don't, because they're addicted.
They don't commit horrendous crimes when they're high on drugs.
They normally commit crimes when they're desperate for money.
That's actually not true. That's not true at all. If you knew what you were talking about, most rapes, most armed robberies, most all of those really serious offences, burglaries, battery, are done when they are high on drugs, not when they're withdrawing.
Because they're probably desperate.
You know, you don't know. I have been there. I am surrounded by thousands of addicts, both active users and in recovery on a daily basis.
If someone was able to go an active addict and went in and got their fix every couple of hours and they just come home and nowadays and they're actually okay and they go back again and they cause their trouble. But why would they want to do all these other crimes in between? Because they're getting what they need.
That's all an addict needs is drugs? There's no side effects to drugs whatsoever. That they're all happy and they all live like in a flower full of
I believe it can help them a lot if they're getting
Jen, let me go back to the point of this conversation. And this was Gary who contacted us, and Gary is arguing that he believes that giving them free heroin will stop them robbing his shop, and you said you don't have a solution for it.
It's not going to work, guys. I'm telling you, you can do it, you can try it. All you need to do is look at what happened in Canada. That's all you need to do is look at what happened in British Columbia. The streets will start being flooded with fentanyl. Nitazine is already an epidemic over here. They'll always find another drug to flood the streets with. Decriminalize it 100%. Absolutely. Stop wasting money on bringing people to court for petty little amounts of drugs. But legalizing it and giving it out for free? Absolutely not. No way. It is not going to do anything.
But you need to understand that people like Gary can't take it anymore.
I get that. I 100% get it. But you also have to understand addiction is a serious mental illness. It's a serious mental illness. So legalizing it is not going to stop people from committing crimes.
Okay, well, there you are, Lola. Final word on that. Legalizing it is not going to cut down on crime.
Yeah, I think it should, in contained centres, after they can do whatever they want in there, and after you give them all the drugs, and if they want to kill themselves, do it, but give them options to go to rehab if they want to. That's it.
That's such an ignorant way to look at it. So uneducated.
Do me a favor, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second, if you can, please. In just a moment, I'm going to be talking to a guy that we've been debating whether or not to talk to, but we are going to talk to him.
Sorry, we weren't debating.
Other people were debating
we
whether or not we talked to him.
We've got no doubt in my mind that we shouldn't talk to this guy.
We're going to be talking to a drug addict who has admitted to us off air that he does steal in order to feed his drug habit. We'll deal with that in just one moment.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Reg, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Reg?
Hello. Adrian.
Yes.
Yeah, just listen to what you're saying there, Adrian. I think personally it's a great idea.
You think it's a great idea for an addict to be given free heroin?
I have a habit myself, and the only way of getting the money for these things is by robbing. And I don't like robbing, but you have to feed your habit. Otherwise, you'd be strung out. You'd be in bits. You have to feed your habit.
And, okay, a lot of people have already said that there's help out there for people like you. Why don't you go and get that help?
Well, the methadone doesn't do it for me. You know, I need the real thing.
You're going to be a heroin addict for the rest of your life, are you?
Look, I'm on years now, and I've tried to get off it a few times. I went for half a year one time, not being on it. But to be honest with you, I need something to get through the day. I need it. So I have to do, I don't have money, I don't work. I spend a lot of time in hospitals. I don't even have my own flat, my own gas leak. So
you're homeless as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, in there with hospitals, and sometimes I'm on the street. So I need to get me what I need to get. And
Jesus.
Usually means the rubs, whatever I need the rubs. I mean, to get a bit of gear for the day, you're talking about €50 a day at least.
You don't need to rob, though.
To get a bit of gear.
And where do you get this money?
Well, I tell you, rob, you have to stroke stuff. Still, where you get it.
Are you begging as well?
I beg as well, but you don't get much doing that. I go into cafes and all that, and I ask people. But, that wouldn't do it. You need to get a handbag. You need to get something out of a shop to get a few bob.
And I assume you're being arrested left, right, and centre. Are you? Do you regularly get arrested?
I've been charged. Yeah, I've been arrested loads of times. Yeah, but I think, I mean, if I didn't have to rob this, if I was given the gear.
You say if you didn't have to rob, you don't have to rob. Nobody makes you rob.
How else am I meant to get what I need to get? I need to get that, because I can't function without that.
But you're saying you have to rob. You don't have to rob. Nobody holds a gun to your head and says, rob, go and rob, go and rob. Nobody does that.
How else am I meant to get €50 a day, me fix for the day?
Go seek help and get off the stuff.
I tried that before. It doesn't last long. It's very hard. You know, I'm on the gear for years. Unless you've been on the gear, you don't know how it is.
No, I don't know, and I hope I never do know. So you think that you should be given free heroin in order to stop you robbing?
I think that's a good idea.
Is this, what age you say you are, 35?
35, yeah.
Is this your life now? Is this the way it's going to be forever?
I'll tell you how it is with me. I go from day to day. I don't go beyond today.
Do you not want help? Do you not want... Were you not better off in that year that you were off the stuff?
I didn't. As I said, my life is day to day.
Oh, fuck's sake.
You're not getting what I'm saying to you. I go from day to day. That's the life of an addict.
You can't possibly be happy. Are you happy? When you wake up in the morning, are you happy?
Of course I'm not happy.
Okay, but stay there for a second, if you can, please, Reg.
Sorry, can you explain? I'm not even going to ask Reg because I can't get sense. Can you explain to me the difference between heroin and methadone? Not Reg, you.
What do you mean, can I explain? Methadone is a substitute. It's a legalised drug that is gets you off heroin, basically. But you end up being addicted to methadone as well.
Sorry, can I just say
it's
as well...
It's just replacing one drug for another.
Can I just say some of the people messaging in, slagging Reg off over the way he speaks and making jokes about it.
That's the best part of this conversation. That's what you picked out of it, the way he speaks.
Yeah, like that fella Iggy, someone called Iggy, by the way, is clearly a troll. Which one is this, Adam or Paul? I suppose on Jen, that's... I know you probably disagree with a lot of what Reg is saying, but that probably angers you, the reaction when we talk to someone who is a heroin addict.
Yeah, my heart is breaking. Yeah, sure.
But their take... Their take from the whole thing...
And not in, his accent and yeah... And that fella, I'm telling you, is absolutely miserable. And the reason people end up in addiction is they don't want to die, but they don't want to live either. And this is their way of slowly killing themselves. And that's what this poor man is doing. And no, yeah, he doesn't. I worked my whole life to fund my addiction.
Yeah. And Reg, do you realise that you're actually killing yourself?
I think he's gone, actually. I think he's gone off the line.
Can you get him back, Amanda, please? Thank you. It doesn't help when someone comes on the show and
he's
then
so
people,
ill.
Yeah, but people people slagging him off. Now I know lowest of the low, robbing and all that, but slagging him off, like the man is addicted to.
If someone came on and was talking about say they were schizophrenic and the hallucinations they were having, the delusions they were having, nobody would be laughing at them.
Oh, they would. But for some reason, dickheads.
There's always some. But for some reason, addicts are
okay. Now, one of the things that was messaged into us a moment ago. This man can get help, but it sounds like he's just given up on himself.
Exactly, and that's kind of what happens.
For coming across to Jen. Reg, if you're listening, can you turn your phone on and it's going to your voicemail? Can you please turn your phone on so we can get back to you? Because there's so many other questions we have to ask him.
Absolutely. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I totally agree with everything that girl's saying. How is giving free drugs to people going to solve the problem? It'll only make it worse. As she said, they get legitimate money. Do you honest to God think they're going in to spend it on food, into the shop, and spending it on legitimate things? They're going to go out and get a better fix with street drugs.
Okay, but what about the suggestion that Lola had that they are given free drugs, but you administer them in a centre and that's it. You're not allowed to take it out onto the streets. It actually makes a lot of sense. And that means that Gary's shop isn't going to be robbed.
Are they, honest to God, all just going to go into the centre every 4 hours to get their fix? Seriously, it's not feasible. Nobody's going to go in there 20 or 4 hours in the 24. Like, they're not. They're going to go out and rob Peter to pay Paul. My mum got held up by one with a syringe to her back and got robbed.
And why do you think that person was robbing your mother?
Because they're addicted to heroin.
Okay,
they wanted to get their fix.
They needed money in order to go and buy the drugs that they're addicted to, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
Take that bit out of the equation that they need money to get their drugs, then they won't need to rob your mother because they'll be getting them anyway.
You're victim blaming now. You're victim blaming.
How is that victim blaming, you fool?
You're basically putting the onus on the likes of us to fund someone like Reg.
All I'm saying is...
To kill himself.
No. All I'm saying is the person who robbed your mother wouldn't have had to do that if they had access to the drugs. If they didn't have to come up with the money to buy the drugs, if they had access to the drugs free of charge, your mother wouldn't have been robbed.
And do you honest to God think everyone who's addicted to heroin is going to spend the money they get and go out and go into a shop
What do you mean the money they get? What money are you talking about?
Like, if they get money, do you honest to God think they're not going to go spend it on street heroin, which is probably going to be a better drug?
Answer this then. What is the solution then to stop your mother or Gary in his shop being robbed? Because you've already admitted the reason that person robbed your mother was to get money to feed their habit. Is that right?
I'd say so. Well, the factory was held up with a syringe. I'm assuming it was a heroin addict.
Correct. Okay. So that's what they needed the money for in order to feed their habit. If that person was able to get access to the drugs for free, your mother wouldn't have been robbed.
But you can't say that either, Adrian.
You can have a good stab at it.
Well, what makes you think they're not going to go out and rob? Because they've done it all their life, or there's something they've always done that's gone out and robbed. What makes you think that's going to change?
I believe it would cut down on the crime rate. I'm not saying it would get rid of it. It would cut down on the crime rate. Because by your own admission, Lorraine, your mother was robbed by an addict trying to feed their habit.
Well, Lorraine, was it a heroin addict? Like, do we know that it was
I don't know 100%, but she was held up with a syringe.
That would tell me it was a heroin addict.
It was a heroin addict. It's a horror, he was a junkie. That's how she put it.
And that person was robbing your mother in order to feed their habit. If that person, you just heard Reg saying he would not have to rob if he was able to get the drugs for free.
Well, if that's the case, Adrian, why not have free weed? And if you're an alcoholic, why not give them free drink?
I know, but Lorraine, nobody holds up a grandmother with a syringe.
Because they need a spliff.
I mean, listening to Reg there, he sounds desperate.
I feel so sorry for Reg. I genuinely do. My heart goes out to Reg. But by the sound of that, he's given up on himself and is not looking for help. There's other things he can go into treatment. There's other ways rather than going to look for your next dick.
Okay, we're after getting, since Reg came on the show, 15 minutes ago, we're after getting about 5 or 6 messages on Facebook from people who know Reg. And I think I'm okay to say this because he's admitted it himself. But from these messages that we're getting, and I'll read some out in a few minutes, apparently a lot of people in the city centre know Reg. And are saying that this man is I'm not going to use some of the language that they're using to describe him, but they're saying he is a scourge in the city centre. So this Reg is going into the city centre on a daily basis and committing crimes to feed his habit. That if we were to take Adrian's point of view, if he was to get the heroin, maybe those people wouldn't get terrorised. I mean, look, sorry, another 2 messages. I work in the city centre. Here's another one. I'm a bus driver. Please don't name me. I've seen this fella. I've spoken to him trying to get on the bus. He is a scourge to the city centre. I've seen him commit crimes. He has robbed handbags. He's robbed phones out of people's hand.
I'm giving him free heroin. Like, seriously.
Okay, but you heard what he said, Lorraine. He needs what he needs, or words to that effect. He needs to get his hands on what he needs. And that's why he admitted that he has robbed. Now, take that need away from him, needing money to buy the drugs. If he doesn't need money to buy the drugs, he won't need to rob your mother.
And heaven forbid he can't get to a centre, say the centre's not near him. What's he going to do then? Where are they going to put these centres to give out free heroin? Where are they going to put them? No town or no city is going to want one. So where are you going to put them?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Robert has been in touch with us.
Hi, you guys. Interesting topic. Adrian, you are 120% wrong today. So we should be fucking giving crackheads and junkies free drugs to stop the crime. Would you get a grip of yourself? Like, you're rewarding junkie behavior. So I love drinks, so should I be given free drink? Or say Jeremy loves going to football matches with his kids, should he get season free tickets for the rest of his days? Would you cop on? It's getting ridiculous. Sure, even I tried contacting you in relation to an incident that happened in Houston Station last Saturday, and I'm sure many of your callers probably seen it. They might have seen me doing it too. I was at Houston Station. I wasn't drinking. I was driving. I parked at the station, and there was a junkie out of it, attacking people, attacked a little child in the buggy, attacked kids, attacked women. There was a poor woman crying with a child in her buggy and trying to protect her child while the junkie was out of it. Start attacking 2 guide dogs with a gentleman trying to train them. Then I tried to walk her down because she went near the dogs. So she went near the dogs and the little kid, I lost it. Junkie tried to assault me 3 times. She gave up. I just kept walking her down. She turned around then, this dirty junkie, and punched a little young lad from behind in the face. The young lad got a fright and was about to swing at her. And I screamed on the loose, be careful, that's a woman, just to give him a heads up, because the dirty junkie had a hoodie on. Junkie ran towards me, threw a box in my face, tried to gouge my eyes. She was wearing a hoodie with fucking strings. I grabbed her by the head, wrapped her fucking strings around in a hoodie, and I grabbed her and I fucked her into the bin. She went flying, and then she just went scuppering off. And the last I seen then on the Lewis, she was attacking more children again. And my issue is there wasn't one fucking Garda to do their job in the Houston station, one of the biggest train stations in Dublin, and not one Garda to do the job, and she was going around attacking kids and everything. It's an absolute disgrace. Junkies shouldn't be getting fucking nothing. No fucking disability benefit, nothing. They're staying on our country. At least in some cities in Germany that you go to, they don't even bother you. They do it down the lane. You leave them off. They don't bother you. But Dublin, it's a cesspit. And it's a pity because some of the nicest people you could meet are in Dublin. And it is a great city, but the junkies are ruining it.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
John, should we give free heroin to drug addicts in order to cut down on crime?
Not a fucking hope in hell. Not a hope.
Why not?
Why would you? So, we're giving out free heroin, and then what happens then? We create more junkies and more junkies and more. You're fucking joking.
No. You only give out the free heroin to people who are addicted.
And if that's the case, Adrian, other people are going to go on it. And if they're going to sign up for that,
somebody's going to go and become a heroin addict just to get it for free.
No, but I'm saying that the fact of the matter is, Adrian, other people are choice. I'm not sure I can get it for free then, if I'm honest. Do you get what I'm saying? It's going to create a fucking whole different few issues here. But here's another one, Adrian. I mean, what that other lad said there on the message there, and he had a very valid point there. So if that's the case, do we give free alcoholics alcohol? Like, what the fuck way are we going to, who even came up with this bullshit story?
John, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I've never heard of alcoholic-related crime. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody can confirm it.
Look, they bob as well, Jeremy. They bob as well. Of course you do.
Some strung-out alcohols would and do.
Of course you would. But I'm just saying this as do we? Where does it stop, guys? Like, we should be preventing instead of, egging them on.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that this guy, Gary, who contacted us, is absolutely sick and tired of being robbed by addicts. And you're saying basically, sorry for your trouble, Gary. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but the cure is prevention, guys. And you know that. And it is the fact of the matter.
Okay, but I agree that is prevention. But you have to ask yourself why these guys are robbing Gary's shop. And the main reason they're robbing Gary's shop is to get money to feed their drug habit. Is that right?
It is, of course. But
they don't have to pay for that drug, then they won't need to rob.
It's not going to stop them, Adrian. It's not going to stop it. This is not the answer to this. This sounds more ridiculous. I've never seen that more ridiculous or heard more ridiculous than in my life. So the fact what I'm trying to say to you is, even if you give them, say, for example, it did happen that way, and you gave them the free heroin, so you actually think that's going to end crime? That's going to stop at the door with them? Fucking no way is it. The fact of the matter is that they're going to get what they want. They're going to get one more and more and more, and they get worse and worse and worse. The fucking place will be overrun. They'll be fucking...
I don't believe for one second that a young fella who finds out that drug addicts are getting free heroin is going to go, here, let me get some heroin now so I can get it for free as well. Don't be so ridiculous.
I'm just saying, the fact of the matter is that if they end up on heroin, they have a safe point.
If that prevents somebody like Gary getting his shop robbed, job done.
Look, the fact of the matter is, it's unfortunate what's happening to Gary, and it's happening to a lot of shops and businesses. But
isn't that exactly the point? It shouldn't be happening.
It's not, no. It's not the answer, agent. So that's what I'm saying. Should give the alcohol to free drinks, and that's what the last call, the last message there, the call. The fact of the matter is, you can't just stop and say, I think the cure here is to just get the fucking stuff out for free. Are you fucking kidding me? There needs to be more drug rehabilitation centres built. There needs to be more prevention.
If you listen to somebody like Reg, who was on a couple of minutes ago, you can have 500 rehab centres for people like Reg,
Hold on, Adrian. That's him. He said it. There's other people out there that do want fucking help, and I've seen it because I had one of my own family, and they got help, and we helped them, and now they're not doing drugs. They own their own business. So the fact of the matter is, there is people out there that want help, and they're not junkies anyway. They're drug addicts. But the fact of the matter is, these people need help. They don't need more fucking drugs. That's my point.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in this message.
Well, can I just ask John a question?
Yeah,
I'm kind of coming around to your way of thinking now, agent. John, who benefits from the situation that's happening at the moment, where addicts have to get their heroin from dealers? The only person that benefits
is the dealer.
Is the dealer. So the only, but listen, the only, but listen, listen, the un, an agent's right in that part. The only people who are getting rich from the current situation is drug addicts.
I understand that. And
so you're happy that a drug addict can go off to Dubai?
Not a drug addict. A drug dealer.
Sorry, a drug dealer. Yes, yeah.
So I'm not happy about anything, but I'm saying to you...
Listen to what he's saying. You're not listening. That drug dealers are the only ones that are getting rich off addicts. That's it.
Of course they are. I never said you wouldn't. But the fact of the matter is, prevention, I said, that's what...
But prevention is too late. The junkies have already taken... Once you've taken the junk into your body, that's it. There's no going back.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, no, well, there is going back, and there is people that want to come back, and they do come back, you know, and that's...
Do you think Reg, your friend Reg...
Look, Reg said it. Reg said he doesn't want it, and he has been there, and he didn't, you know, he just went back on it. I heard what he said. But the fact of the matter is, Asian, or Jeremy, there is people out there that do go on to the methadone clinic, the methadone, situation, and they do... and get help in the end, and they do actually come out to the side of things.
Okay. You believe if they're given free drugs where they don't have to go and rob in order to feed their habit, you believe that that'll just leave them strung out on gear for the rest of their days?
Crazy.
Hang on there for a second. I want to bring in this message that came in to us a couple of minutes ago from Katie.
I used to live in Vancouver in Canada where drugs were illegal, and there's like a specific street called East Hastings. That's where basically all the drug addicts would hang out. And my bus would go through there every single day on my way to work. And it was honestly just so sad. Like, I would look out the window and it was like, the only way I can describe it is like Zombieland. It was like The Walking Dead. Like, it was just so scary to see, but so sad to see. And I think after seeing that, there's no way I think heroin should just be handed to these people. Can you imagine the state of the place? It's already in, the city centre is already in a state. Can you imagine if it was just given out for nothing? No way. I don't agree with it whatsoever.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message.
I don't. How worse would it be if they were giving it for free? What change would it make?
I don't understand what difference. The only thing I can see that would change is Gary having his shop robbed. Aisling.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. There's a big, big difference between methadone and heroin, as you've just asked there. Methadone will stop you from going through your symptoms. And if you're on the right amount of it, you won't be sick, and neither will you be stoned. Nothing like that. But unfortunately, people want extra methadone and tablets on top of that. So it's hard for someone to actually find the right balance and stay like that. Only a few people can do that.
All right, Aisling, thanks very much indeed for your message. We were talking with Reg earlier on. Darren is angry with Reg.
It's likes of that Reg lad robbed me in town, I tell you. I chased after him and I'd fucking stab him in the neck. Fuck the loss.
Ooh, right. Say it as it is. He's always very angry. Jess is also very angry.
What drugs is that shop owner on to be like, oh yeah, give them free heroin, give them free crap? No. Doesn't matter if it's free or bought, they're going to get their junk either way, and they're just scumbags. They're still going to rob from you. Just lock them up for life. Seriously, put them away in a cell, keep them away from the public.
Okay, that's as likely to happen now, Jess, in fairness. And
John, a message for you. You've clearly never... That fellow John has clearly never been affected by drugs. Supposing he was delivering his takeaways... I mean, do you still deliver takeaways?
I don't actually, know. No.
Okay,
well, I'm actually moved up in the world. But the fact of the matter
supposing John was delivering his takeaways one night and got held up by a junkie who needed his next fix. Oh, fix it. Chicken balls.
You know what he means.
No. So have you ever been robbed when you were delivering
No, but I have been affected by drugs because I had a drug addict in the family, and I know exactly how it goes. They robbed from us, they robbed from me, they took money
but
on
again,
me.
But again, John, if you no, take, listen, if you take that is, need for money
listen,
away...
Hold on, Adrian. You don't give them fucking more drugs is my point. You know what I mean?
Nobody is talking about giving them more drugs. All we're talking about here
Because family member didn't want... Here, hold on for a minute, Adrian. My family member didn't need fucking free drugs. They needed help. That's my point. And they got the help. And now they're good. That's my point. That's all my point is. And that's it. If they need help, not fucking
John,
drugs.
John, they're getting free drugs anyway. Methadone is a drug and they're getting that. Your taxes...
You hear what she said. Methadone doesn't cut it. Tablets as well, benzos, whatever the fuck they want. You get me? You look, Quiz. You are telling me I don't have a... I'm fucking telling you now. I've been there. This needs... They need prevention. They need help. They need the methadone course. They need everything. They need everybody around them. And then, eventually, then they come out the other end.
Okay, but I can argue with you, John, that they don't need to be robbing to feed their habit.
Of course and they
wouldn't,
don't.
And they wouldn't and need... The hang on. That's they wouldn't saying. Need to rob if they were given the drugs. Then
you know how
like,
stupid you sound, Agent, do you? Do you really know how fucking stupid you sound right now?
By the way, I'm not the only one who suggested this.
Jesus Christ, some of the top
police in the world have recommended this as a solution to stop people being robbed left, right and centre. Anyway, thanks, John, for your call, as always. Thank you, Jeremy, for your valuable contribution to today's podcast.
Very little contribution, to be honest with you. And I want to get, just before, how long have I got? Because I want to say,
you've 10 seconds.
I just want to say, Reg, by the way, thanks to the trolls on Facebook that Reg wouldn't come back on. He saw some of the disgusting comments you said about him and he never wants us to ring him again. So just think before opening your big bloody gobs. The man is a chronic heroin addict who is at the lowest point in his life and all you can do is slag him over the way he talks. Shame on you.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. You can also join us on our WhatsApp channel. Send us a WhatsApp with the words add me, and we will add you to our WhatsApp channel where we keep you up to date with everything going on. So send add me to 085-825-2626. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.